So it was brought up on our show this week. There was a young lady from Bulgaria, 20 years old, and she wanted to have the world's biggest lips. She had 20 injections back to back. People on her socials were absolutely loving it, but this was mentioned in that chat.
Imagine saying, hey, Ivana, go like this.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Could not do it. So I thought, oh, is that an indication as to whether someone's got real or fake lips, I guess?
Hers would be more like...
So what's your theory? Is that because you've had the work done that you just can't make your lips do the vibrating thing?
They're so tight. Producer Matt, can you put a picture of her up, please, on our Insta
socials.
Story?
Yep.
Yeah. You guys, people, you've got to see her. Like, yeah. She's horrif looking, horrif.
It wasn't like a little touch-up to sort of boost up the lips. It was like 30% of her face. So
It was big. Yep.
You and Kira in the jungle went toe-to-toe. We tried to find some audio of it, but just recap it for us. What was happening? You guys were in the jungle.
Oh, I was just minding my own business, cooking dinner with Natalie Bassingthwaite.
As
you do. Kira Maguire was talking about lip fillers, and she screams out across the camp, hey, Ash, have you had your lips done? And I turned around and I was like, excuse me? No. And she's like, okay, well, they look like they've been done. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I said, well, it's fairly obvious that you've had yours done, Kira. And she said, I don't think it's obvious that I've had mine done. And I said, well, Kira, it's that obvious you've practically got a speech impediment.
Right. And how did that go down with Kira? You guys were the best of friends after that, I'm sure.
Oh, she didn't like me anyway from the get-go. But, like Twitter erupted.
Yes. I'm sure our Facebook inbox.
Probably the most cutting thing that's ever come out of my mouth.
Yeah. I think our Facebook inbox might too after this recap this morning as well. But we're going to the phones on 13, 12, 16 with this. Couldn't do it. And let's see if they can do it or not and if we can guess whether real or fake lips based purely on that. Lauren from Blue Haven, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. Pollard and I are going to work together here to see if you've got real or fake lips. Hit us with it.
That is the worst.
Give it one more go. Yeah. Ooh, it's tough getting it out.
Oh.
It's tough. I'm going to say fake lips. You backing me on that, Pollard?
No, I'm going to say real.
You're going to go real. Okay, we'll go up against each other. Real or fake?
They're real.
Oh, yes! Pollard. Well done. You got that.
First points.
First points go to Pollard. Well, good job having real lips, I guess.
That's right.
I don't mind a little bit of, a little bit of something in there if it sort of adds to
the
look.
Hey, I reckon you do you.
Yeah, go for it.
As long as you're not tripping over it and looking a bit weird, then whatever.
Let's go to Jamie. Couldn't do it. From Hamlin Terrace, Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, mate. We're going to guess real or fake. Hit us with it.
Alrighty.
I just love the game for this factor.
Hold on.
You want to hear it again?
Yep.
Okay. Got some good pitch on it.
That's good.
I like the high pitchness of it. Yeah, it's really up there. Bird-like. It's bird-like. I'm going to stick to my guns here. I'm going to say you've got fakies. And Pollard, what are you saying?
This is hard. I'm going to say real.
You're going real. Okay, you could go two for two, or do I even the score here?
Hold on. Can you do it once more? See, they sound thick, though.
You sticking with real or you're joining me on fake?
Okay, I'll go real.
Okay, real for Pollard, fake for me. What have you got?
They're real.
Oh, Pollard.
Yes!
You are good at this game.
I am so good at this.
You are good at this game, Pollard. Well done. Thanks, Jamie, for calling the show.
Thanks, guys.
Let's go to In the Running for Caller of the Week on Friday.
Do you know what that's called? I think it's called a lip trill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that information from?
Used to do them when I was at drama school.
Let's go to Jack at Nora Heads. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, guys.
This isn't Jack Vigen, is it?
Wait.
On it before about the Wednesday Whinge.
Ah, Jack's been on before with Wednesday Whinge, yeah. How old are you, Jack?
I thought I'd say hi again.
Oh, it's good to have you back on.
Hi, Jack.
How old are you?
12.
12 years old, okay. Well, hit us with it.
Oh, what? You got some lip filler, do you, Jack?
Yeah, he's got some. All right, hit us with it and we'll guess. man, I'm going to back myself in and go fake. He's got fakies, Jack, at the age of 12.
Jack, you need to work on your lip trills, my friend. I'm saying your lips are real.
Yep.
Oh, how'd you do it, Pollard? I don't know how you got that last one there.
That was
just
hard,
really
one.
Good guessing on that one. Oh, Jack, do you ever think you'll get the lips injected one day when you're a little bit older?
I'm not sure about that. I don't think so.
Don't think so. Not for you. Not for 12-year-old Jack. Not at this stage anyway. Mate, by the time you're 18, who knows what kind of weird stuff the world's going to be doing. So, not saying it's weird to get it done. I'm just saying. Oh, here we go. Facebook inbox is going to light up now. We're going to get crucified for that from people with fake lips.
What?
Weird stuff. I said weird stuff. People getting their lips done.
It's different.
You know how sensitive people are these days. All right, we had all real ones this morning. No fakies. No fakies willing to have a crack.
If you were a chick and you had a thin top lip,
I would be there. Absolutely. Yes. And I'm not having a go at ladies with thin top lips. You can't win in this.
My mum always said don't trust people with thin top lips.
Ah. What's her theory behind that?
Just they're untrustworthy.
I can see her theory there, Gail. Sure. Watch our Facebook inbox.
Well,
light up.
She only said that. She said
nah,
that
don't backtrack
when I was
now.
Dating blokes with thin top lips. She was like, don't.
Nah.
Can't trust them.
Oh, man.